Good morning, guys. We're back with another podcast, YouTube video, blog, that whole thing. I have actually spent this morning sort of figuring out a new little routine for myself. I'm waking up at 4 a.m, going and, you know, hitting the gym, going ahead and showering, and right now it's 6:20, and I've already written my blog post for the day and sitting down to film, so I'm getting like a little new routine started for myself. I hope that it'll work out pretty well. We'll see. But today what I want to talk about is judging yourself. So for many of us, the strongest poison that we ingest actually comes from ourselves. And it comes from our own self-talk. And one of the most sickening things that we do to ourselves is we judge ourselves, and judging yourself is the biggest obstacle, in my opinion, between you and what you want. And so if I judged and scrutinized my writing before I posted every day, or if I continually went back to my old work and was trying to see whether or not, you know, am I actually a good writer? Should I keep doing this? If I went back to some of my first posts and thought about that and said, like, if this is bad, I'm stopping, I would have stopped a long time ago. I would have found an excuse for why I wasn't good enough by judging myself. And, you know, if I took feedback at work personally, if I internalized every single little thing that my coworkers said about my work or about the way that I work, I would be depressed and jobless. And then, you know, on a different note, if I stuck to the rules of how I should treat friends and family, if I kept toxic people in my life simply because I know them, or if I stayed in contact with family members who aren't going where I'm going in life, I would be bitter and resentful. If any of that sounds familiar to you, trust me, I've been there. I understand the feeling, and I understand the feeling of self-judgment of, like, I can't believe that I'm doing this to a family member. I can't believe that I'm doing this to this person, or this is so against just what most people do. You know, even me moving out to LA was like that. You know, it's like people don't move that far away with no family, no existing friends or connections, and like going into debt, going to school. People just don't do that, but it was right for me. And so I knew that that was right for me. And that's because I had my own intuition, my own internal intuitive feeling that that was the right next step for me. And so real quick, let's define intuition, because you're going to need to get well acquainted with your intuition. Intuition is a thing that one knows or considers likely from an instinctive feeling rather than conscious reasoning. So intuition is the whisper of discontent with your current situation. Intuition tells you when you're on the right path, and at the very least, when you're taking the right next step. If you're at a better place than I am in life, and let's say if you're younger than me and at a better place than I am, it would be really easy for me to get down on myself and let my ego be bruised and hurt by that fact. I've had more time than you to make something happen, and you seem to have gotten where I want to be way easier. So of course that's going to make me like a little bit bitter, maybe a little resentful, maybe a little jealous of you, that kind of thing. And I'm going to get down on myself because, well, you've already done it. Why haven't I? Like, do I just suck? That's the kind of stuff that we want to stop. So Mason, don't judge yourself in those ways. You know, your path is not mine. Even if we have similar goals, we will not get to them in the same fashion, and the end of our roads will look very different for each of us. Now, if you want a little bit of a harder example, if I choose to stop talking to certain family members, what does that say about me? One set of people might say it's wrong, you know, blood is thicker than water, might float around the conversation. The ages-old truth is that family always comes first, and you fight for your family. And that seems logical, you know? Those are the people who raised you. Those are the people who have fought your battles since you were young, you know, that kind of thing. And so you want to stick with those people. And I still think that it's good to stick with those people. But what if that family member is completely apathetic, rude, and toxic to my own happiness when we're in the same vicinity? What if they respond harshly to any attempt to offer help or guidance? You know, if my internal compass tells me to focus elsewhere, I do. And I do not judge myself for it, even when it comes to family like that. So, you know, this idea of not judging yourself applies to health, weight loss, diet, family, friend groups, job seeking, work, what you do for fun, where you live, who you date, and just about every other aspect of your life that you could sneak some controversy into. So here's what I want you to take away from today. Stop judging yourself, and maybe you can live a little bit happier knowing that you're doing what's best for you. And that's coming from inside, not from what other people are saying, because you know what's best for you. Not your parents, not your friends. You know what's best for you. You know the right next step to take. And I think that's all for today. Thank you for listening and watching. Thank you for listening and watching and reading, and I will talk to you tomorrow.